So listener Ben wrote in, along with his sister-in-law, Heidi. He says, Heidi has developed rules for tipping, as the situations in which you tip have become more common and regional. Her rules, if I order standing up, no tip, unless the person goes above and beyond or extremely good customer service. 2, no tips for professional services. 3, tip for manual labor. 4, tip for service people. Depends. Resorts and stuff, especially in countries where it's a country that has a lower standard of living. No tips for bellhops. Small tip for valets. John, when should we tip?
Oh, I hate this so much. Everybody, I don't know many people in America who profess to love tipping culture unless they're very wealthy and use it as like a power tool or something. But yeah, for regular people who do not have money flowing out from everywhere, we all hate tipping. And it's not because we don't want to tip. It's because we never know. Should I tip? How much should I tip? Right? It, you know, you can have the best intentions, but it's the uncertainty. I'm not sure what we're doing here. And then there is the tip inflation of like, now everything wants a tip, right? No matter what it is. Industries even that are not, you know, people who don't know our messed up system here, we have jobs that can be, that can pay lower than minimum wage because they're supposed to make up for it in tips.
Yeah.
And it's super important to tip those people because otherwise they're literally not making enough money to live.
Yeah.
But we also have jobs that are not like that, that they make what is normally our terrible minimum wage, but depending on what state you live in, they make, say, minimum wage or above. And also they start collecting tips, things that were not, you know, did not request tips, you know, even a few years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So to give an example of something that doesn't require a tip, when I go and fill up at the gas station, it is self-service. I go there, I boop my phone against the pump, I take out the pump, I fill my car with gas, I leave. Someday, I'm going to go to that gas pump. I'm going to do this, and it's going to say, how much of a tip do you want to leave? 15%, 20%, 25% for something that I never left a tip for before, where I am only interacting with the machine. Right. That's a fictional example, but it is not that much different than many scenarios that used to not tip and now ask for a tip. And it's not because suddenly the laws have changed to make those employees make $2 an hour, which is well below minimum wage, and they have to make up for it in tips. So that confuses things even farther. And even when you can tip, there's the question of how much do you tip? How much is an appropriate tip? Do you tip on the entire bill? Is it just, I hate it. I hate it so much. Mm-hmm. I will, like, you know, that's why I have all-inclusive vacation things, although even those, there's still tipping involved in some cases. And it's just, it's a nightmare. So anyway, my personal rule for tipping is, number one, don't do anything that requires a tip. If you can't avoid that, which is difficult to avoid, but that's my rule number one. It's like, does anything involving this possibly, can it possibly involve a tip? And can I avoid it? If you can't avoid that, number two, tip the, try to figure out what the expected amount is and tip it. And number three, tip more if you want to try to keep this business in business. So when I buy takeout food from the places I like, I pick whatever the maximum tip is. Because honestly, like a 30% tip and it's $5, just tip it. Just, it's $5 at more than the 50, whatever tip was, right? Like if it's a small amount, tip a lot. Do you like that fast food place? Would you be sad if you're like, oh, my favorite Indian place, it's gone? Tip a lot, because it's a lot percentage wise, but absolute value wise, you can afford the extra $2. So those are my three rules for tipping. And basically the only place I ever do tip is when I go out to restaurants, which is extremely rare. And takeout and delivery.
Yeah.
And I tip a lot on those because the places I get food from, if I want them to continue to be there and stay in business, the one thing I can do is try to tip a lot, especially for like a gig delivery driver people who I know get a raw deal on everything. I don't even know how much of this money is going to them, but I'm trying to maximize the amount of money that's going to them by saying, yeah, I do want people to drive to my house and bring me the food. And if you want that to happen, you better pay them as much as you possibly can. Otherwise, that business is going to become unviable even faster than it already is.
Yeah, I think what we're saying, too, when we hate tipping, what we mean is I think people should be paid for their labor and not rely on an optional extra bonus, because the problem is then it becomes expected and then they built it into the payment structure, and that's gross, right? Like the original idea was, if you do extra work, we'll give you a little bit extra because you did a good job, but it becomes part of the system. And then yes, to the point where minimum wage drops if you have tips in some places, which is also gross. I'll say my daughter works a job where she's paid okay, but not particularly well, but there are tips, and the tips are a huge portion of what she does. And It's not great. I mean, I don't love it. I also have a couple of notes here. One is the payment terminals have changed tipping culture in an interesting way. All of the, you know, Square terminals and all that, where they put up a, would you like to tip? This happens at the ballpark now for me, too. There was a new agreement with the ballpark union. They went on strike last year. And now every transaction takes longer because you have the would you like to give a tip screen on the credit card terminal.
Don't they also ask you if you want to give money to the starving children or help
Safeway
help the dogs?
Does that. My right. store does that. But at the ballpark, they don't. But they do have this extra thing that you have to go through. And I do actually tip the people there that are serving me my stuff. I hate that it takes a long time, and I really don't like the ones at the Square terminals where they give you your default options and they're ridiculous, right? This is something that they found in taxis in New York City, is that when they made the percentage options higher, tips went way up because people used to tip, you know, with their own
the
mental math.
It's anchoring. And it's now anchoring, it's like, right?
Yeah, now it's like 15, 20 or 30 or something like that. And it's like, whoa, that's not like that. And then people are doing the middle. And they raised, I mean, it's good that they raised the tip amount, but it's also, I have that moment where I do a lot of custom, especially if I'm buying drinks, like from a bartender or, you know, getting a beer or something like that. I do a custom like per drink tip instead of it being a percentage of what it is. But I don't know. I don't love it. I do it. The one that got me is that I didn't realize that people apparently expect that when you check out of a hotel, you leave money behind for the people
who clean
the room.
For cleaning people, yeah.
I had no idea that was a thing. And to be honest, I still don't like it. I mean, honestly, I don't really want them in my room until I leave anyway. And I consider that part of the whole surface is at the end they clean it because they're getting ready for the next room. But anyway, it's tough. The other thing I wanted to mention, I'm a terrible person, I guess, is California passed a law called the Truth in Pricing Law. And before it got approved, they followed it up with something that completely defanged it, which is really unfortunate. So originally the idea was during the pandemic, people added these service charges on. The restaurant would say things like 20% will be added to your bill because of expensive things. And you're like, okay. Why don't you just raise all your prices? Why do you put 20% on the bill? There's also, in some places, particular owners of particular political persuasions would say things like, San Francisco requires us to pay our employees a living wage. As a result, we're adding 10% to your bill, which, again, it's just being a jerk. Raise the prices and pay your people. Don't complain that you have to charge us more to pay your people. Just pay your people. Anyway, the sad truth is all the restaurant people said, oh, no, you can't allow you can't force us to have truth in pricing. And they bought it and they undid that part of it. And when they poll people, regular people, everybody is against this. But it doesn't matter. The politicians were, yeah, our governor owned a restaurant, a bunch of restaurants, right? Like they are going to do this. But just think about that for a second. They basically said, we can't show people what it actually costs on the menu. We can't do it. So what we want to do is lie. And then at the end, we just boost everything by 10 or 20%.
Yeah, we're still going to charge them that amount. Don't get us wrong. We're still going to charge them that same amount of money, but we don't want to tell them that.
We don't want to tell them because somehow psychologically they'll order less and that'll hurt us. And it's like, guys, you literally, if you're charging me 10% more on my bill and you have a $10 burger, that burger is $11. Just say $11. And they're like, no, we can't do it. We can't do it. And so, yeah, they still get to lie on all our menus. They have to put a thing at the bottom that says, you know, also there's a surcharge. So you do the math, I guess, but come on. I hate it.
Yeah. I'm not that I'm much of a traveler, but my few trips into the UK, tipping culture there was baffling to both me and my wife, because even people who live there could not give us a straight answer about whether people tip or how much they tip or when. They just seemed like, oh, you just do what you normally do. It's fine. It's great. It's like, you don't have to tip. We don't have tipping, but you can tip. And it's like, just like, I barely know how to do it in America, but at the very least I know, like, if you're eating at a restaurant, those people need your tips, tip generously, so on and so forth. And I avoid situations where it's ambiguous, right? And I am aware of the situations where, like, the gas pump one, where it's like, no gas pump, you're not getting a tip, right? Even though they are increasingly doing that. But in the UK, it was like, we don't really do tipping here, but you can if you want, because no one is ever going to say, please don't give me money. That's the problem with tipping culture in the UK as viewed by an American. Because if you ask people in the UK whether you should tip, no one who works in the service industry is going to say, no, you should never tip. Why would they refuse your money? But then it's like, but do you tip? Like, you need to have like a documentary film crew follow someone, and then you have to say, is this person just a cheapskate? Do they never tip? Do they just tip too little from an American perspective? Does everyone in the UK get a living wage and therefore tips are only for really good service? Like, it's so confusing. I can't even figure out my country. In the UK, it was just like, the best we could do was like, let's just tip like we're in America because it's the only thing we know how to do. And if everyone thinks we're over tipping, they're not going to tell us because they're not going to be like, oh, please, no. Don't tip 20% on this food bill because that's not what we do in this country. They're just going to take our money. And so let's just do that. Is it a robot? Robot or not?